were better then, what would you say? You might lean back and say what?
Well, I won't say they was better because they was good days then. For in our ways, it weren't in a turmoil like it is now. It's in a turmoil for the young people and the old people.
Would you say them was the good old days?
You can say back then, or back in those days, was good days to us, the older people, but now they can't never make the young people think that because they can't see back that far. Can't go back that far.
Well, what would you say if the door has suddenly slammed all by itself, just slammed shut, and you didn't do it, and somebody came in the room and said, "Did you slam the door?" You'd say, "No."
I'd say, "No, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't."
So, would you say?
The wind blew it. Well, I'd say, or somebody else.
What if he said, "Was it you that slammed the door?"
I'd say, "No. If I didn't do it, I wouldn't." I'd say, "No."
Would you say, "It wasn't me?" Or?
I'd say, "No, sir. It was not me."
Yes, yes, ma'am. What do you get if you want to try out a new paint or something, if you're going to paint something? You go to the store and get a what?
A small box of paint and a brush and try it out on something, a piece of wood or something, before you put it on what you want it on.
Well, what if you want to make a new dress or something? You go to the store and get a little...
Well, you get your pattern.
But if you want to try out a little piece of cloth to see if it matches something?
Well, you take a piece of cloth along with you when you go to get that dress.
And if they give you a little piece...
Well, they call that samples of cloth.
And if you went to the store... And saw a dress that you thought was real nice, you'd say, "That's a what dress?"
"That's a pretty dress."
And then if you saw one that you liked even more, you'd say, "Well, that's an even..."
"Even prettier dress."
And what do you wear over your dress in the kitchen to keep it from getting dirty?
An apron.
And what's this called?
That's a fountain pen.
And what do you hold a baby's diapers together with?
Oh, you hold them together with a bucket or put them in a rack to get them washed, and then you fold them up, put them up where they can be clean to go get in a drawer somewhere.
And when you put them on the baby,
what's
you
pin them on with a safety pin.
And
they got where you put them on with tape nowadays.
Oh, really? Tape?
Where you double them up and bring them on the side, they got tapes this way. That's what holds them on. They don't never put on a pin nowadays.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I got safety pins, because I use them all the time.
Yes, sir.
I put my dog's eyes on them. I find something I can use them
for. Well, now, if you didn't have a this kind of roof on your house, you might have a what kind of roof? One that the rain would sound real loud in.
Tin roof.
And a dime is how much?
It's a 10 pennies.
Alright. And another way of saying pennies is?
10 cents. Cents makes dollars.
Yes, and they sure do. Well, now, what about a man who's going to church on Sunday? What does he wear at church?
Well, he wears his collar and tie and his shirt and his suit of clothes.
Wears a suit?
Wears a suit.
Now, what's a suit made of?
Nowadays, they're made out of bonding knit.
Yes, sir.
They used to be made out of pretty wool stuff that looked neat, you know. But they make them nowadays just like you make out of bonding knit.
Oh, yes. Well, now, what about the pieces of a suit?
Well, there's a vest to this suit you used to buy. I don't know what. They don't have no vests nowadays.
And what's the piece you wear over the vest?
The shirt and then the coat. They make them a coat out of this bonding knit.
Do they make the what do you call these?
Yeah, men's suits are making